to me, this looks one of the strongest teams for some years leaving Ditcher, because Champion Hurdle apart, you've got a major chance in almost everything.
Yeah, we haven't got a run in the Champion this year because Irvine's going to go elsewhere. Yeah, I think since the days we had, like, we were going there with Big Bucks, Masterminded, Denman, Corto, and those horses, which were legends and sorely missed the last few years, you know, we're gradually beginning to build up a stronger team again.
And one of the nicest things is that I hear you talking about them. You talk about, you know, will come on, will come on. There are a lot of these that are perhaps going to Cheltenham with major chances who 12 months' time, we hope we'll be talking about them again.
Yeah, especially some of the novices. Yeah, and that's the way we like doing it, letting those horses sort of come through the ranks and, you know, hopefully progress.
Let's talk about a few races, if we may. You're firing two at the Gold Cup, obviously, in the Sylvania Arco Conti. A deserved favourite, and people will look at it and say, yeah, that's 3 miles, this is 3 1/4. But this year, the way he's finished suggests maybe that's a problem past.
I got no worry about him getting the trip. I mean, that's not an issue. I think he's finishing his races better this season, way more so than last year. And we did some investigation after Aintree last year. Cliff and I, even though he won Aintree, we weren't convinced he was sort of galloping at the back of the last. It almost mirrored Cheltenham, and we found out a few little things, sorted him out, put some cheek pieces on, stopped him being lazy, and he's just kept progressing, and he does finish his race as well now.
Sam Winner?
He's a lively outsider, that's how I see it. You know, he's the sort of horse who could run into the frame.
How do you measure the Gold Cup? Do you see it as you've got two of five or six that are going to post with realistic chances?
Look, obviously Conti on form deserves to be favourite, but in a Gold Cup, you know, all those horses deserve to be in there. So, you know, there's a lot of, if Conti wasn't in it, it would be a very wide open race, wouldn't it? I mean, Rhoda Richards won the Lex, won the race the other day, and won the Lexus, sorry. He's obviously progressive. Carlingford Lock, but then Carlingford Lock was fifth behind Sam Winner in the Lexus. That's what gives me a bit of hope with Sam Winner. I'm very interested, and also I think he run very well. Oliver Sherwood's horse, Many Clouds, also I like. And if I didn't win the Gold Cup, I'd love Oliver to win it.
Champion Chase could be the race of the week, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think they're all races of the week, to be honest with you. But, I mean, he's a competitor. He's quite got a funny look about it, really, this year, because obviously you've got Sardar Grugy and Sprinter Sacker coming back from problems, and some young horses snapping at their heels, really.
Of which Dodging Bullets is a leading player. And, you know, a dual Group 1 winner says it all, really, doesn't it?
He won at Tingle Creek, he won the Clarence House, he won nicely the last day. Both those were on stiff 2 mile track, as I said earlier, and I wouldn't want the ground to dry up too much and be too easy a test. But he's in good shape and deserves, probably on form, to be favourite. But obviously I see why Sprinter Sacker and Sardar Grugy are just ahead of him in the betting.
And Mr. Mull, by no means a forlorn second string.
Absolutely not. He was very impressive the other day in the game spirit. He's obviously on a high, progressing. And I don't think there's much between him and Dodging Bullets. And the Dodging Bullets is one, his two grade ones. Mr. Mull's definitely improving.
And I know he's a grey, memories of Big Bucks, inevitably with Andy Stewart's colours going to post for the World Hurdle.
Yeah, I suppose he's won a Cleve, came back from chasing like Big Bucks, but I mean, Jesus, you know, to be talking as him in the same breath as Big Bucks would be something. He's got a long way to go to be there, but he's going the right way.
In a wide open World Hurdle?
It is wide open. I think Zarkander might be the one they've all got to beat on form. He ran very well last year, won well in O'Toy, he's in good shape. Rock on Ruby, you know, who we won the Champion Hurdle with, Harry's got him in good shape. A lot of people think he won't stay, but I'm convinced he'll stay.
Zarkander having one round Cheltenham, do you regard that as a positive?
Oh yeah, he loves Cheltenham, that's not a problem for him, it suits him well.
And somewhat finally, the old maxim, get the first one on the board early in the rest of the week. When you won the Martin Pike, it was almost desperation street, wasn't it?
Well, it is, but Friday's always probably been one of our better days, and the days we won the Supreme Novices, you win the first race, you think, oh, I can relieve for the rest of the week. We haven't got one in that this day, so we have to try and win the Arkle instead. It's competitive, and it's just nice to have a good team there and enjoy it.